Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs out there to help each other and do the things that share your knowledge and help us grow and go from there. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work correctly. Most of the time. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Gene, and it's true. Most of the time, I try to make sure things work correctly. It doesn't happen every time, but more often than not, we're good.
All righty. But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea about what this show is all about. I'm just looking for some information here right quick. But for you entrepreneurs out there, I'd like to have you think about the things that you do to get your business off the ground and how much time it takes. And once you get those things going, what happens after that? Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about how much time have you put in order to get your business off the ground? I'd like to have you think about that. But more so, based on how much time you put in, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if you can see it. We did have a big sign up here somewhere, but it kind of disappeared. But if you look back on the back wall, the small numbers you can't see, it's 727. The other numbers are 441-3000.
That's just for those watching on YouTube or on Gene's Facebook live stream.
Okay, so now you know on YouTube and Facebook live stream.
Yep. If you're watching on Gene's Facebook stream, you can see it behind him. If you're watching on YouTube, same thing.
Tantalk, let me see if you can see him.
TantalkRadioNetwork.com is the website. You can also get all of Gene's archives from there as well. So if you've ever missed any Entrepreneur Opportunity Hours, go to either TantalkNetwork.com and click on Gene's show, or go to InternetRadioPros.com, and you can find Gene's show there as well.
Okay, so anyway, so you know how to find the show.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you know how to find the information in order to get to the show, but I'd like to have you think of the challenges that that you come up. Last week we started talking about challenges that entrepreneurs face, going into a little bit more detail. But tonight's show is about understanding time management. What happens when you get too busy? How do you begin to manage that time? And what could happen as an entrepreneur as you get going? So I'm going to give you a couple of tips on ways to manage that time, because you're probably going to get busy at some point between the number of people that you may be meeting and the number of things that you need to do just to get your business up and out there and getting people to recognize you and the business. So I want to talk about time management. And it's based on an article that I read, and I think I'll repeat it to you, but I'm going to give you my version of it, because the article is an article, and then I'm going to take the article, or the statement, really it's a statement, it's not an article, it's a statement, and I'm going to take the statement and turn it into what I would call layman's terms, or terms that you may be able to recognize as an entrepreneur, or thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, because they're probably terms that you're familiar with, but not in this context. And so I'm going to give you some ideas about that. So anyway, the article says, the biggest unexpected challenge for entrepreneurs has been time management. Anyway, so then it goes on to say, when you own your business, once you get ready to start your business and you own the business, there's a million things that you will recognize what you need to do. I'm going to talk about some of those things for you to recognize if you're already doing those things, because you can't do them all at once. And so how to get those million things done, those thoughts that pop up, the opportunities that pop up, I'm going to share my understanding and my version of what I think I would do and offer some of those out to you. But again, you're more than welcome to call the show and answer some of those questions to help other entrepreneurs, but call the show and give us your 2 cents and add to things that you've had to do, because as entrepreneurs, things are always going to be popping up. And so there are always going to be things that you have to answer to. Anyway, so we're going to talk about how can you manage your time to get some of these things done, or most of these things done, because you're going to be getting them. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is time management. So any of you entrepreneurs out there that have already run into problems managing your time, feel free to share those, because I'd like to know those myself, because managing time becomes the key. And it's the time that you got to manage, but it's all the other things that are going to pop up that are going to require your time, and finding a way to manage that becomes the key to your success. Anyway, so I'm going to be sharing some of my experiences on my way trying to get there. But more so, I would love to hear yours, just to make sure I'm on the right track, and to make sure that the information that we're getting from the other entrepreneurs is within the track as well. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. Anyway, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back to help you take on the challenges of managing your time.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. One of the things becoming an entrepreneur will bring out of you is getting you for the tough things that you never could imagine. And so that's what I want to make sure that we don't leave anything out in helping you entrepreneurs, because we're just sharing information. It's not necessarily a great ride, but it's a ride once you've accomplished all those things. And so This one statement caught my eye, and I just kind of wanted to share with you some ways to recognize what may be coming for you. Anyway, but the statement just says, when you run your own business, there are a million things to do, and you will discover that. Anyway, so I took that sentence, and for me, I said, Why would there be so many things to do? And so I thought that I would share some of my thoughts and have you possibly share some of yours, but I'm going to start with mine anyway. But the statement says a million things. I don't know if it's about a million things, but what I am going to say is, once you recognize you are about to put your business into action and you're getting started on it, then you're going to begin, your insight is going to show you so much more you need to do. That's why there may be a million things to do, because your insight, you begin to recognize what you could not see before, and because there's more detail to your business. Anyway, so that's one reason. There's more detail that you begin to recognize that you probably could not imagine. But the second thing is, I got five things, but the second thing I thought about was, let me go back to number one. You're gonna recognize how many more little things that you did not see, but yet they all are gonna be critical. And so one of the things that you're gonna notice is, how are you going to get those things done, or who can you assign it to? But either way, how can you resolve the details that you're all of a sudden going to see now that you're in business? And the details come from anything that you can imagine. It can come from you, it could come from the vendors that you got to deal with, the legal entities, it could come from your staff if you got one, it could come from your competition, it could come from your customers. But there's going to be things that you're going to recognize that you need to do and that you could not see before. Now, I'm not sure if you really know me, but when I use the word do, that means you got to do something, somehow to do something in order to resolve a problem that you see. Okay, one of those million things. And so the first thing is that become aware of the level of detail you are now able to recognize. And I'm just going to offer a bigger secret, possibly. But the ones you can recognize, when you begin to tackle each one, you'll recognize even more detail that you could not see in the first place. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because it's part of going through the process of making your business successful or getting it off the ground. Anyway, so the second thing I wrote down was that is that your contacts will start to call you. And so I know my contacts started to call me, but they're contacts I've met along the way. They're contacts that are part of that I thought might have been my competition, where I was asking how did they do it, and they shared it. It's my friends and contacts that are doing things to help grow my business, to spread the words, the marketing team, the publicity team, all of those little pieces that now start to come out that they're all going to be calling on you for something.
That's an underrated thing, though. The foot marketing is, yes, there's a lot of social media marketing that gets done between like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, but there's also, to a degree, added value by having foot marketers as well, because social media marketing can only do so much. There's also like radio marketing, and as you're talking about, the foot marketing can help expand the business even more.
True. But somebody's got to do it.
Somebody.
Anyway, so the key is to recognize that once you start seeing all these, who's going to do all these little tasks, which in some cases are going to seem like major tasks, because they are going to be at times, is that they're going to be coming to you, either sharing more information with you, helping you get the resources that you get, or just being there for them to ask you questions, and vice versa. So that's part of where that those million challenges come up. You've got to make time for all the people that are going to pop up. Most of them have popped up along the way, and because they went out and spread the word about you, now you got more people popping up, which could become potential customers or potential workers, based on what you were telling your contacts. And so your contacts are going to be the ones that really help make your business. You as the entrepreneur are the head of the business in most cases, depending on the kind of company you have. But either way, you're the one with the idea. You're the one that is the head of it. You may have a team or a board or people who guide you and share their information, but you're the starter. It's important to know that starting means that you're starting. And as you go along, you're going to see more and more details, which all of them are going to be challenges. How can you do it? Anyway, that's one of the questions. Now, in the second half of the show, I'm going to give you my interpretation of how you can do some of these. But right now, I'm just talking about the things that may pop up when the statement says that there's a million things to do that you're going to be able to start recognizing. Because now that you've gotten your business together, it's off the ground, you're going to start looking at all the other challenges that come along with it, because you've gotten past step one, or in some cases, step two. But you may be able to recognize that there's 10 steps and you're only on step number two. Okay, you may be able to recognize there's 20 more steps and you're still on number two. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because more challenges are going to continue to come. They're supposed to come. And so how you handle those challenges will have everything to do with your business and everything to do with you as a person and the people you'll be serving or directing or guiding, because it's all going to come from you. But anyway, that's another reason why I said, the statement says that there's a million challenges. Anyways, I'm giving you the why you might be able to start recognizing some of these challenges as they pop up. The third thing is something that will happen, I believe, that is good, but in a sense it's not good. Opportunities are going to pop up that you will not be able to take advantage of. And so those become opportunities, but also part of those million things to do, because opportunities you must act on, because the opportunity is there. So having opportunities pop up that you cannot take advantage of might happen. And there's several reasons why you may not be able to take advantage of opportunities, but they will begin to pop up. Now, some of those things that may be missing, you may not have enough staff. You may not have the expertise on your staff. You may not have the expertise yourself. You may have deadlines that you cannot meet because you're committed to some other deadlines for somebody else already. Anyway, so there's lots of reasons why opportunities come along, but you will not be able to accept them. But that's part of the work that comes out of your effort to get your business off the ground, because you're going to be meeting a lot of people. So the more people you meet, the more contacts you have, the more contacts that they might have that now they tie you in and your business. And so opportunities may pop up depending on the business or service that you're providing. And knowing that they're there is one thing. The problem is, can you accept the opportunity? Are you prepared, or you just have to turn it down, or can you put it together? I mean, that's going to come out of that, those things that you'll see that need to be done. I mean, so something else that you might see is you might see more places or positions or personnel or areas where you need additional help. And the help is like human help. If you have a lot of technology and those machines, they will help you, but somebody's got to run them. Somebody's got to keep an eye on them. Somebody's got to be keeping them going when you're not there. So you may be able to recognize that you need more help. And that could come in many ways. It could be personnel. It could be possibly supplies, equipment. But you may be able to recognize that what you have in place is not enough. Anyway, so those are just part of the reasons why the challenges you'll be able to begin to recognize once you're in your business, because that's when all the challenges come, is once you're up and started. Anyway, so if you just completed phase one of making a decision to get started, and then phase two, you've gotten started and put your business together, and possibly phase three means opportunities start coming, and you realize you don't have the personnel, you don't have the equipment, or more contacts keep coming, because the more people you meet, the more people are going to talk about you, whether they talk about you and they refer people to you, or they speak highly of you or not. But all those come along with challenges that happens as an entrepreneur. Anyway, so be prepared for challenges, because that comes along with the journey. There's no such thing, I don't know about some of you people out there, there's no such thing as a free lunch or a free path. There's always something in the path that you got to go down and go around or go over. But the blocks are there on purpose. And so it's very important to me that you begin to understand you're supposed to have blocks. Your idea, your problem, your solution should be greater than you being stopped, which means now you got to figure out a way to go around the block or under the block or over the block. But the challenges are going to be there. They're supposed to be there. And the more you welcome them, the more it's going to help you grow and be built as the entrepreneur. Anyways, I'd like to just have you think about it. But that's enough of me talking right now. We're going to take a short break. If any of you have any other ideas, you're more than welcome to call the station again at 727-441-3000. And it's always good to hear from you. But I'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Don't let anything stop you. You are going to have obstacles, but once you got started, don't stop, because you got to get it going, and when it gets going, it gets going, but you got to go, and the challenges are going to make you think about a lot more than what you thought, but the bottom line is there's going to be more thoughts, problems, issues, concerns coming. That's part of running a business and getting a business off the ground, I believe. That's what I'm going through. We'll put it that I'll speak for me, is that I'm going through things I could never imagine going through. And they're getting done slowly. Seems like snail's pace, but they're getting done. And I'm not just putting stuff out there. I'm sharing a little bit of my experiences. I would love to hear some of yours, because I am right on the edge of going over to the big time. But I'm not there today, but I'm close. But anyway, but that's the reason I can speak so much about time management. Now, I gave you some of the reasons as to how come there may be a million things to do, and I'll just repeat some of those very quickly. But some of the reasons of things to do is because, it's because you started your idea. The first thing is you're going to see more detail as you get going in your business. That's number one. You're going to be able to see detail that you could not see before. Number two is your contacts. The people you have met along the way are going to be coming back to you to find out how you're doing. They may have more business to offer you. They may be trying to find out how you're doing. They may have some more personnel and some more ideas for you. Third thing is opportunities will pop up along the way. That's part of what will get into your management of time, because opportunities may come up and you may or not be prepared to take them on, but they definitely will pop up. And then the last thing is that you can be able to see what you need help for, or how much help now do you need since you have opportunities. If you get the help, then you can take advantage of the opportunities. Without that, then you've got to give up the opportunity. I mean, but those were some of the reasons as to why there's so many challenges in terms of business. Now, here are some things that you can do. And these are not in the book. These are from me just sharing my thoughts and my experiences. Anyway, so once you realize that you have lots of things to do, I'm going to suggest is that you take some time to write down as many of those challenges as you think are there. You write them down in one or two words so you can get a full picture of the level of detail that's in your mind that you see that you need for your business. look at, write it down so you can see it. And so now from that, look at the most important. That's number two. Look at the most important out of the list. And the purpose is because I don't want you to focus on what you think is important and all the little things around that you don't see. I want you to think of as much as you can as far as challenges that you're faced with and write them down. And then look at what's most important, and then from what's most important, try to prioritize which one goes first and second and third of the important things. But you got to be able to see what's most important, because that's what affects your business and possibly your customer, those types of people. So you want to be able to look at what's the most important challenge that you must resolve. The others, you may be able to manage those and manage the time later on, but the most important is what you must be able to see, because that's what you got to begin to tackle first. Now, anyway, so the second thing I wrote down was to communicate with your staff or anybody that you have the importance of those important ones, because you're going to need their help. And you got to let them know that you need their help. If you have staff, if you're alone, which happens a lot of times for entrepreneurs, then you've got to begin to try to get some guidance on the important ones, which one is the most important out of the important. But in some cases, just talking to some of your contacts, people you've known, they may be able to give you some guidance on what they think is important along with what you think is important. But either way, you've got to be able to begin the challenge, and when you start the challenge, it's going to take up time, and you need to know it's going to take time, and you want to make sure that you give it time. And so anyway, so if you have any staff or people on board, you got to let them know what your biggest, most important challenges are, because they're probably going to affect your staff. And so you need to let them know why it's important and how they can help you, because that's why they're there. If you're fortunate enough to have staff or have some people working along with you. If you're not that fortunate, then you've got to give it the best shot that you can. But what you don't want to do is give up. And you may seem it's overwhelming, but the bottom line is get them done one at a time. And then once the important ones are done, then you can start scheduling the others. But the most important are the most important. And you may have 10 or 20 most important. But the difference is that getting started on one of them is where you must start. If you got help, great. But you got to recognize what's most important once you look at all those little detail things that you got to do. Anyway, so number three, once you recognize the important things that you need to done, that you need to get done, estimate how long will it take you, whether it's estimated in hours or days or weeks. Give it an estimate from that you think it's going to take you time to complete. That's one of the things that you want to make sure that you do, is look at what's most important, because opportunities are going to come along while you're dealing with this. More challenges are going to come along while you're dealing with this. And I'm going to suggest that you must stay focused on what's important, what's most important to your business that you need to get handled, and when can you get it done. Anyway, so that's something I'd like to have you just think about, because beginning to set deadlines, hopefully you can start doing that for yourself, because you're probably going to have to do that with your customers. Or your customers are going to tell you when they want something done, and then you've got to figure out a way to see if you can meet those deadlines. Anyway, so if I back up again, The most important things are the tasks that you want to do first, the most important challenges. Out of as many challenges that you can begin to recognize in getting your business going. It's your business. It's going to start with you. It's going to need your help. And the best thing you can do is get those done. Now, obviously, if you need additional help, that's getting it done. But to recognize what's most important and the help that you might need, that comes along with getting those important things done. I'd like to have you just think about that. So, you know, that's the most thing that I would suggest is make sure you estimate time and make sure that when you take those most important tasks, those out, if you do them one at a time, the most important ones, look at the many steps that you got to do within that one. Look at what goes into that one major challenge that you must get resolved. How much more do you have to do to get that resolved? Okay, so the more you can see it and the more deeper in detail you can get, that's how you're going to solve the problem, because it's going to take steps. It's going to take steps, and what you want to do is get past looking at the big picture and getting down to the detail and then focusing on the most important ones and begin to chop those apart. The others are still going to be there, but they may not be that important at the time. That's a decision that you got to make. If you have staff or a team, I would suggest running all that by your staff or team just to hear their opinions, because you're the boss, and so you're the director. But to get the feedback is worth gold, because sometimes others can see what you cannot see that you just overlooked, because you have so many challenges that have popped up, because you're supposed to have challenges. In one sense, that's a good sign, because you got work to do. And if you got work to do, then obviously if you get something done, it's going to produce more work, but possibly more favorable work and definitely more returns. I'd like to just have you think about that, because that's something else that you may need to do when you're dealing with these challenges, now that you can see them. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter how much it's important that you recognize how much detail you could see that you did not see before. The surprise is there's more detail coming from each of those items once you begin to break them down and work toward a solution. And so that's part of the key. Now, obviously, some of you have those abilities to look in detail. Some of you may not have those abilities. So therefore, you got to find some people or find some staff who are at that level that they can see all the little things that got to get done. I mean, so part of those challenges is, can you get the right personnel or right people to do the detail things, now that you can recognize some of those details? And at this point, we're talking about just getting started with the most important ones. There's still going to be all the others that are waiting. So I'd like to have you think about that, but you must understand that the more detail you can look, the better your company is going to be in terms of structure and getting objectives done, customer service, all that. The more detail you can recognize, then the greater your business is going to be. And so that's a tip that I'm going to offer you, is how to do that. But I'm still doing a lot of talking, but I'm going to take a short break just for a couple of seconds. I got a couple more I'm going to run by you.
Well, we got to give you time to catch your breath a little.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, but we'll be right back, and we'll have caught my breath. Okay, talking about getting the small stuff done first.
Hey, Tammy. Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. Hopefully that's what you all want. And hopefully you want it because you see ideas, you see things that are possible, you have visions that you say, if I can get this done, I believe it will give me more money, or I can make more money. And once I got the money, I can do a bunch of things. I can help people, I can help others, help myself. But hopefully money is one of the drivers for creating a business. Hopefully it's not the only reason, but it should be a part of that reason. And I can't speak for the rest of you out there. And sometimes I wonder, if I wanted money, there's a lot of other things I probably could have been doing. But I'm satisfied with where I'm going. Well, I just wish it would go a lot faster. But that's just for me. But anyway, what I'm doing is I'm sharing tonight unexpected challenges that entrepreneurs face, and one of them is the management of time. Because once you get your business going or close to going, you're going to be able to see so much more that you could not see before. And managing how you're going to get them done is going to be the big problem. Anyway, so part of the solution that I was giving out was to write down the important ones first so you can begin to tackle the important ones. But in order to get to the important ones, you've got to recognize or think of all the problems, period. And the best thing to do is dump them out of your mind onto a piece of paper so you can see them, and then go back and pull out the ones that are most important. But you got to be able to try to see as much as you can in your business. And the best way to keep your memory going is to write them down. Now, you could record them, but at some point, if I were you, I would write them down. I'd get them printed out so I can look at my thoughts on paper and then go through and chop it up and pull out the ones that are most important, but also know the ones that still have to get done along the way. That's my suggestion. But I've gone through the way to get to all of those millions of thoughts that are going to pop up, or thoughts of things that you need to do, because all the doing means performance. Okay, so you got to get it done somehow, and so your ingenuity, whether you hire somebody, you get additional help, whether you do it yourself, getting things done is the key to your business and your success of getting things done. That's how all businesses have functioned, to get things done. Now, difference is that some of the entrepreneurs, some of them do it all on their own. Some of them get additional staff. If you had jobs before, then the company you work for, then you're a worker. But the leaders of that company, they have the same goals that you have. They got so much to get done that they need help. But believe me, they know some of the detail. It's just finding somebody that knows how to do it so we can offload those tasks. In some cases, you may have to find people who like doing what you need done that will help you to get it done. Maybe you can barter something. Maybe you got enough dollars to pay them. But if they can recognize how to do it, they've done it before, if it solves a problem from all of the problems that you're going to notice, if it solves the problem, then you want to get the problem solved. Because the more you get solved, the more problems you're going to get. The difference is you've solved the big ones that get things rolling. But I've gone through that already. But the last thing, I was talking about the things that, as far as you doing things, and I already said write down everything. Give dates as to when the major ones might get done. Just estimate when you want to get them done. It's your estimation. At least it's identifying the most important ones and then giving dates as to when you think they could be completed. Now, if you're fortunate enough to have staff, then you can delegate and still work toward those timetables that you have identified as the most critical. But that's if you have people working with you. If not, then you've got to tell yourself that you've got to still set dates because you have customers waiting, possibly, or customers that need you to get something done so they can get what they want. So I'd like to have you think about that. Now, but more so, I want you to think about a flip side of that. Once you get it done, once you get just one thing done, I want you to think about what is the benefit it's going to give you. When you think about that, if you got it done, what is the benefit that it may give you? It may save a lot of time. It may allow you to move to the next challenge. It may allow you to offload that someplace else because now you've gotten as far as you wanted to go, and so now you can do that. So there are benefits in accomplishing some of those challenges. So I'm going to suggest for each challenge, but take the most important ones first, see if you can visualize the benefit you're going to get if that was done. Because that's going to be the driver in terms of how fast do you choose to go after it. Okay, once you get it done, what is it going to bring you? Okay, what's the benefit? Okay, now, again, if you have staff or workers, share with those people the commitment you're making to solve your problems so they can get their solutions. It could be your solutions too, but if you got people waiting, then share with them what you're doing. Share with them your timelines. They will feel happy that they're a part of it. They will give you quite a respect because you've told them how you're solving some of your problems in order to get to theirs. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about there are benefits to getting problems solved. And it's always good to start with the big ones first. Now, I'm going to switch gears here a second because I want you to be able to switch gears. Once you begin to recognize many of the details that you had not recognized before. Remember, there's going to be more coming, but once you can get to a point where you can recognize how much more has got to get done, once you've gotten some done, this one I'm going to highly suggest. Take a break. Okay? Now, take a break. And what I mean by a break, take off a day or two. Get away from the routine. Get away from the problem that you're trying to solve. Take a break. The purpose of taking the break, you'll be able to see much more because your mind isn't on the task that you've got to do. Your mind is open to receive more. have you see things differently, see it from a different perspective. Take some time off. It could be 2 days, 3 days, it could be a week, depending on the task and how much help you got. But it will help you to clear your mind and alert you possibly of things that you didn't notice along the way that still affect those most important. But you got to be able to free the mind up, because with a lot of challenges and tasks that you are attempting to get done, or you know that you need to get them done, it's always great to take a break so you look at your accomplishments, because you'll always be able to see more once you do that. Anyway, so think about it. Once you get something done, you're going to be able to see more. Now, more could mean a lot of things. You may see more opportunities. You may see more of getting help. You may see just more of how to do things quicker, better, faster. But you've got to get it done first. Anyway, and then the last thing before our time is, during this time, as the leader or the entrepreneur, you're going to be getting calls and emails. Take time to answer your phone calls. The worst thing you can have is a business where your customer calls or anyone is calling and your voice message is full. That is one of the things you definitely do not want to happen, because the reputation will spread about you not being available quite quickly. Make sure you answer your phone messages, and if possible, make sure you get back to those that are calling. I could put those on the list of most important, not important, but you must have ways for people to reach you. If they cannot reach you, then you're losing customers and possibly business. So many entrepreneurs fall into that trap, I guess. I'm not sure whether you want the customer to think you're so busy you can't answer the phone, but that's a great way to lose customers. It's a great way to get your reputation out there that you don't have time to get calls, never mind to call back. Anyway, but make sure your emails are read or have somebody read them. Make sure your phones are answered, and make sure you get back to people as soon as you can, if you can, because that's communicating with your clients and customers. Okay, it's good customer service. So, anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because our time is about ready to run out. But I had gone through unexpected challenges that happens to entrepreneurs, which according to this article, one of the most critical ones is the management of time, or time management, that entrepreneurs face. And based on that, many entrepreneurs give up because they see how much more they've got to do. But those are going to be challenges. And it's important to know what's coming, because you still got to be the doer of it, whether it's managing other people or just managing yourself. But make sure it's the most important ones first and work down your list from there. Anyway, I hear the music, which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I use this in a couple of ways. But I'm going to say, since it's your show, it's your thought, your idea, you can indeed put it together your way with all the assistance that you can get. But you'll be the driver of it. Keep that attitude and keep going. That'll make things work. Now, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, which is coming up next, so we can help all those that are looking for employment to find something that they enjoy instead of a job.